We back, baby.
It feels like
I can't imagine two more Converse, just two more opposite intros
vibes. We're back, baby.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you're right. That is weird. That's weird.
But we're back. We were gone last week. I mean, we weren't gone. You heard us.
Yeah, we were. If anything,
too here. We are very much too present in your ears. We had such a fun episode with all of our amazing guests. God, Edgar Blackman, Kara Brown, Jackie Sneal.
You did this without a piece of paper in front of you.
Yeah, Brody Reed, Lacey Wosley, Carl Tart, Ify Wadiway, Lorraine de Graffenwright.
Oh my gosh, you're and so good.
I said Kara Brown.
Kara Brown.
Zig tried to whisper Kara at me, but I said it.
Oh, Andy Beckerman.
Andy Beckerman.
And introducing Andy Beckerman.
Introducing Andy Beckerman, who brought the whole squad.
That was so funny.
It was so great.
That was a fun episode.
It was so much fun. Thank you guys for listening. If you haven't listened because it's too damn long, I understand and I hear you.
Actually, no. You should listen. If you haven't listened because it's too damn long, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Look inside yourself.
But we're celebrating Juneteenth. Freedom Day, Black People Freedom Day. It was very fun. And so we didn't do any news stuff. We were kind of, so it feels like we had the week off.
Yeah, that's true. And it also means we missed some pretty messed up shit.
Oh, yeah. We missed a lot of messed up shit.
I don't know what else to say about it. We're unfortunately going to have to, it should be no secret to everyone, but I think people get really disappointed. We can't cover everything.
We cannot.
I will say, actually, Tawny, I insulated you from this, but we got someone very mad that wrote in with this very obscure something about, like, some racist thing happened on a podcast, and they, like, wrote in about it. It's like, can you amplify this? And I just forgot about it, and then he wrote in, like, 2 days later. It's like, I'm not listening to you guys anymore. I guess that podcast brotherhood is – I'm just like, we can't – I'm going to say this. I think it's racist when people think that – we can hash out every one of their little, like, grievances.
Yeah.
We don't cover everything. I'm sorry, we can't. Also,
we're also not fucking Vice News running around Earwolf yelling at podcast hosts or whatever.
And we mostly don't remember anything that happened. It's a struggle.
We're not some sort of, you know, I don't know, unit, some sort of SWAT team out here.
Yeah. And the fact that you think we might be, that's on you.
Yeah, man.
But wow, we're still joking around for some reason.
Well, we have to introduce the show.
Oh my good fucking God.
This is Yo Sister Ace. This is the podcast where we don't fight your petty fucking battles, but we will answer your voicemail if you call in and leave them for us. I'm Tawny Newsom.
I'm Andrew T. Also, we answer, I'm going to say conservatively, somewhere under 1% of the voicemails we get.
Yeah, a lot of times it's just used as a jumping off point in order to riff.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That we get calling in.
Oh.
Yeah. Just, it's an honor to even make the cut.
It really is.
It's an honor to make the Google Doc of things we're considering.
But before we jump into the voicemails with a special guest, we also do a little bit of news.
Anyway, it was fucking dark as shit. Well, I think the main thing that we missed from the Juneteenth week was the thing in Phoenix. Multiple cops held guns on a black mother because her 4-year-old girl had walked out of a store without a Barbie doll. I don't know.
With an unpaid for Barbie, whatever. She's four.
I mean,
I don't understand how the cops got called. Like, I don't understand the time. Maybe I don't need to, but
yeah.
I don't need to. I'm just so baffled by the logistics of this, by anyone's thought that this was going to be some.
I mean, in the subsequent, since we're fully 2 weeks behind, and I feel like it's been supplanted by a lot, not supplanted, but supplanted in our attention by a lot of other news. I mean, mostly this is just another brick in the fucking house that some, you can't call all cops bad. Built, like, you know, the response of the Phoenix PD has been fucking disgusting. The fact that these people are allowed to be make life and death decisions over anyone is disgusting. And yeah, I mean, you know, the evidence if you take any sort of like, you know, not all cops kind of line, you are delusional. And even the good cops are complicit in shit like this because they allow it to happen.
Woof.
Do we have anything else?
I think you covered it.
Do we have anything else? Sorry. But you know what? And the other part of this actually is this, we might as well merge that sentiment with the other thing, which is like, you know, America's running concentration camps. ICE are our current concentration camp administrators. Sorry, ICE and a few private corporations. Yeah. It's fucking gross. But I mean, so a thing as we're recording, the kind of other angle on the atrocities is like now, like ICE officers, people who are like ICE, you know, are like giving background interviews that are like, we don't like this any more than you do. Like, you know, we're horrified. We don't like, we're just following orders kind of shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, okay. That didn't work at Nuremberg. So I don't know what to say other than, no, I do know what to say other than, fuck these people. We'll say some of it now.
Yeah.
Some of it I shouldn't say on air.
I also find some of that so like, you know, they're just trying to appeal to the left's ability to have empathy for people, for working class folks who take a job.
Yeah.
So I find that to be very manipulative to, of course, I have empathy for people in a, you know, an economically difficult area who take a job that they may not have realized exactly what they were signing up for. But I don't know, how many times do you cross a personal line? Like, I don't know the answer to that, but I don't know. I just find the whole thing manipulative.
Yeah, it's fucking gross. Well, also, it's like, quit, tell people, document stuff, tell on your superiors. We're at that point. We're probably past that point into some other points. You know, obviously, the thing everyone should be doing is doing things like donating to places like Racist Texas, you know, places that are trying to enforce some semblance of legal rights. You know,
the ACLU, of course.
We're probably at. Yeah, I read a really decent argument. So, and then this dovetails also with Trump announced and then sort of rescinded that there was going to be essentially ICE raids in 10 major cities. Ugh. And that also corresponded with a bunch of people on Twitter sort of like distributing, you know, like rights information, which is good and sort of correct. However, I did read a pretty compelling thing, and I can't remember, I'm sorry, who wrote it on Twitter, which is like, it's sort of all well and good to imagine like ICE officers, like, I guess the thing that this was arguing was like, we're not at the point where like they're following the law. So imagining that they would respect it is a little bit
because
like delusional on our part.
It is best case scenario, rose colored glasses kind of way to treat a situation like this, which unfortunately for the people who might need this information the most, they know all too well that these encounters don't go like how the PDF shows a lot.
Yeah.
So while it is very good information to have and to share, what ways are you supporting people in your community or people that you know who are undocumented? Are you making sure that people in your life that you, whether you know that they're undocumented or not, it's not about you asking a bunch of invasive questions. Have you made sure that they know that you can be a resource to them if something bad happens?
Yeah.
That's, I think, the best thing that you can do is to reach actual people in the world.
And by the way, those resources are, you know, of the level of talking about making sure people's kids are cared for, like Anne Frank level shit. And that's what our country is doing now. And there's a pretty decent argument that if you don't want that to be something you're complicit in, you should be fighting back in those ways.
Things like, I don't know, making sure your neighbor has your phone number. I know it's a weird time where we're like kind of isolated and people don't know their neighbors, whatever. Big city, small town, just making sure your neighbor knows if they need you to pick up their kids or if something, just like there's little ways to let people know that you can be there for them without.
Yeah. And volunteering in ways that like potentially like put your body on the line, put like being a person that's there, you know, for many people who listen to this podcast, using your white privilege, using your relatively you know, great, I don't know, economic privilege, let's say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're at that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, look, I know the line is different for everyone. Risk tolerance is different for everyone. But like, yeah, it's fucking dark.
Yeah, you got to take care of yourself. But also yeah, take care of each other. Was that a Jerry Springer? Did he used to say that? As it came out of my mouth, I got mad.
That's fine.
Take care of each other. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jerry Springer. Jesus.
Yeah.
We're having a weird...
I mean, we're at full atrocities yeah, level. And look, we're just recording late, so...
We're recording late, so we feel weird, but also the news is bad.
It's just fucking... Yeah. Shit.
Here's a... Oh, I was going to do a tiny personal news.
Oh.
This is a little lighter.
Tawny news.
Here we go, guys.
Hit it.
You're seeing how the recipe is made. God. I went to a winery with my dad for Father's Day. He loves a good winery. I won't name the winery because I don't want to get the young woman in trouble. She was delightful, the woman who poured the wine. I remarked about the music in the winery because it was like fucking Coldplay or something. And, you know, when you go to Napa, everything's either like classical music or whatever. So I was like, oh, music that's been written in the last decade. This is interesting. And she's being really candid and goes, yeah, you know, our winemaker, he's like, he really wants hip young music. He said, like, we can basically play anything except rap because, you know, guys from Texas don't want to hear rap. And I get it. And I would just like to say, I did say this to the woman. I said, well, black people typically don't want to hear Coldplay, but
yeah,
whatever. But I was just like, oh, I forgot that this level of like weird microaggression still exists. That's like, rap music is synonymous yeah, with like, we don't really want black people in here.
Yeah. Without all the rap.
Yeah. No rap music. Guys from Texas don't want to hear rap. Shout out if you're a dude from Texas who wants to hear rap.
Well, yeah. Some guys from Texas love hearing rap.
Yeah.
We do have one kind of, this is a little older, but it's also like, there's, slightly the system works news, racist murdering police officer, allegedly, Amber Geiger, the woman who, murdered, Botham Shemjean.
Yeah. This was the man who was in his own apartment and she mistakenly thought he was in her apartment and shot him.
According to her.
Right.
According to her cockamamie story.
Oh, which is a wild story. But, the fact that she was indicted on a murder charge, no less, is... was frankly surprising.
Yeah. So, you know what? There's moments where, but here's the other thing is like that 100% would not have happened without concerted attention and frankly shame to those, you know, to that case. So there is an element of like, look, you know, there, it does do something to bring attention to stuff, but you know, everyone's got a line.
Yeah. And it is murder. It is being, you know, considered first degree, like an intentional knowing as opposed to manslaughter. Or maybe it's not first degree, but it is murder as opposed to manslaughter, which, yeah, again, dark shit, but...
We ain't lawyers.
No, I'm not trying to be. Just trying to read you things.
Are we lawyers?
Oh, should we check in? Are we...
Hold up. Let's take a second.
Okay. I'm going to look through all the diplomas on my phone.
I'm not a lawyer still.
I don't have one of those.
Nope. Is it funny news that some evangelical publisher, I'm just going to read the headline, Africa-themed Bible school kit had kids pretending to be slaves.
Yeah.
By the way, Christians are really, especially Christians that pretend any part of the Old Testament is like a code to live your life by.
Ooh.
They're really smug in their morality considering how much goddamn slavery is part of that.
So much slavery. And this is also the Vacation Bible Study course that referred to Africa as a country at one point, just referred to it as the country of Africa, had children imitate the click language.
You think these people might be super, super racist?
I think these people understand black people as a theory, but never in practice or in person.
Oh, God.
I don't think they've ever encountered any.
Well, that's the best case scenario.
Yeah, I
hopefully
guess
I'm... black people haven't been subject to this bullshit.
Hopefully.
Oy, oy, oy. This is fucking dark as shit.
Look, I did my piece. I said my dumb winery anecdote. I tried to lighten it up.
That was good.
No, it wasn't. It was just anything. It was just a Coldplay dig. They're a fine
we
band.
We need wine. We straight up need wine right now.
If we're going to start recording this late, we're recording late at night. It's weird.
Yeah.
But it's for good reasons.
Andrew News. Andrew got a job. Yay! I don't know if I can talk about it yet, but I have to get a job.
Andrew got a good job. It's a cool job. But I'm learning that real jobs in Hollywood mean you have to work regular hours.
And that the whole thing about getting into this town was I saw I wouldn't have to work normal hours.
I only came to Hollywood so I could sleep in and ride my skateboard all day.
It does start pretty late in the day, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Oh, that's nice for you. But yeah, so we're going to be weird for a while, guys. Strap in, because yeah. I have a different brain at this hour.
Yeah. Tawny saw a lizard.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have been following my Instagram, but don't worry. It's not interesting. Just a lot of lizards and occasionally a mouse.
But we did get to talk to Tone Bell.
Oh, man.
That was fucking dope.
Tone is so funny.
So funny.
He's such a nice dude. Yeah, this was a good talk. We were in better spirits because it was a regular time of day. Please listen.
Here we go.
So we drove his Pathfinder. His dad went to Italy to live. We were driving down this, like, for I was like a year and a half, 2 years in a stand-up. We drove to San Antonio for the night, like a five-hour drive for the night for like 10, 15-minute set, something like that. We're driving back. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. He's hammered sleep, but I'm like, I have to be at work in the morning.
Ooh.
So I'm driving his car not knowing that the registration is out. Mm. His license is expired. He's drunk in the back, so I'm just... White dude sleeping in the back drunk that has no identification.
Sure.
I'm his black friend driving through Waco.
Uh-huh.
I get pulled over because I'm driving in the right lane. And he was like, that's the passing lane. I'm like, it's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody out here.
Yeah.
There's nobody to pass me. It's only two lanes.
Yeah.
What?
So I get pulled over. He's like, you've been drinking? I go, no, I'm the designated driver. He's been drinking. He runs a plate, sees that everything is like completely off.
Just fucked.
He's like, do it feel sobriety? I go, man, I do cartwheels out in this bitch. I'm so sober. I'm so sober. So I'm walking lines and everything. Then my buddy literally just gets out of the car, yawns. He stretches like, oh man, we back yet? And he gets out. He's like, what's happening? We pulled over. And he's like, sir. And I'm like, man, get back in the car.
Yeah.
You cannot be out here. Man, he just casually talks to the cop.
Just casual
and I'm out here touching my nose and like walking the line and everything.
God.
And I'm out here doing all these exercises and all this shit. And then he just goes, all right, we'll get this stuff fixed. And then you drive back. And I sat in the passenger seat like, you'd rather a drunk white dude drive a car with no registration and his dad is in Italy. You'd rather him drive him back?
Yep.
Then let me drive. And I'm the DD.
Oh, my God.
This is crazy.
That is like a perfect example of like completely sober black man touching his nose, walking the literal line is no match for a half asleep drunk white man just going like, hey, are we good here?
Well, there's also like, I mean, that's so fucked up because you're like looking at it through the cop's perspective, I guess. And he's like, this is like a drunk white guy is like at the wheel is less likely to get you in trouble than any black person.
Good gravy.
Because it's just like, of us are way more racist than me.
I got my clothes in the car. I got everything. Jesus. I got business cards.
Right. Like, you're handing out flyers.
I'm the one that bought him these drinks. Like, that's why I'm the deep. Like, it was, and like that, what, 2 hours back, I'm sitting here like, this don't make no sense.
In Waco.
This makes no sense.
Damn.
I love that this is Waco, Texas, now famous for shiplap. Shiplap, shiplap.
Man.
All shiplap all day.
I want to visit that warehouse, though.
My mom went. She said it wasn't all that.
Really?
They didn't really have much. But maybe it was a supply run day. I don't know how
Joanne got a lot of credenzas, man.
Truly. You need a hutch. Girlfriend got it.
Her hutch game is on
all right,
point.
We're gonna figure out somewhere in that previous story to cut in.
Yeah.
Because we're talking to Tone Bell. You've been listening to the Melodious and Wild Tales.
Ooh, Melodious and Wild Tales.
Actor, comedian, and actual producer, a rarity in this fucking town where any idiot can say they're a producer.
That's true. I produced a can of sparkling water that I handed to Tone.
Yeah, now we're both producers. Clementine.
Yeah. But you guys know Tone from his show Fam on CBS. Very funny show about,
thank you.
You know, love. Is that the pitch? It's a show about love.
That's elevated pitch. That's like the
oh, well, love.
The half flight of steps pitch.
Yeah.
What's about it? It's a love.
Love. They're married.
Yeah, it's been fun. We did a 13 and now we're waiting on
We all waiting.
Waiting on that news.
By the time this comes out, we'll all have some answers. We'll all,
yeah.
Yeah.
So either I'm going to be...
This shit will be settled. We
I'm
got
a,
you before.
I'm
going
to drink later today on for celebration or...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So by the time this comes out, I'll be drunk for a reason.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, you'll find Tone drunk somewhere.
Somewhere.
So hopefully just... Not walk the streets of Los Angeles in a grid, and
yeah, and
presumably you'll find them.
Man, hopefully,
yeah.
You know how like a search party
socks on.
Supposed to fan out, but you also know him from a friend of the show, Lamar Woods, is a fantastic film. It's a Party.
Yeah,
which we talked a lot about with Lamar. It's so funny. You're so good in it.
I finally just watched it.
Yeah, isn't it good?
I mean, it's different when you go see it at the theater.
Of course.
I just happened to be on the road. I was touring and caught it on Showtime. Actually, I think my special was aired. It came on right after my special.
Nice.
And I'd never seen the movie just like by myself, like in the room.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I was stoned, but I'm like,
Yeah.
Man, this shit is funny.
Yeah.
It's great. It is really such funny. A fun movie.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's just so good seeing everybody do like kind of what they do best. I feel like it captured all of your like elevated personalities, you know? That's great. It's so funny.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so you're special too. That's what you produce. That's why you're a real ass producer.
Yeah.
And I got a chance to, what's dope is like I got a chance to give everybody a job, like people that I wanted to be a part of it, like the key art, the photographer, the intro, the warm up, the graphics, the director. Everybody was like, they're like, oh, we don't know if we can. I was like, well, then we're not doing it.
Yeah. So
either they
real
do
ass
it.
Real-ass power.
Either they do it or we're not.
That's amazing.
We've already wasted this money.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You might as well.
And they
we got it done.
Nice. Where can people see that?
It's on Showtime on demand right now. And I think they're still airing. I think it came on the other day, which is kind of rare. Like they usually aired a few times and then you might just have to go look for it. But they've been airing it quite a bit since it came out February 22nd.
Nice.
And then, it's been dope to be on. And then I think June 25th, it's available on all the platforms, the Hulu and Amazon for free and all that kind of stuff.
Heard of it?
Yeah, you've heard of it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
They got some aggressive commercials right now. So.
I needed a lemon
Let
squeezer and Amazon
know.
Sent it to me in 2 days.
Oh.
2 days it
why
took.
Why did you need a lemon squeezer?
I make a lot of
things
with
lemon.
You
might go TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
No, they're $17 at TJ Maxx.
You got to look in the. You got to look in that. You know that one weird section.
I looked in all the
just
weird
picture frames and baby clothes.
I went in a Ross. Why would it be by the baby clothes?
That's just how
it's
that
TJ
one
Maxx.
That one section. You know that clearance section where they sell everything, and you just gotta throw shit. That's why it looks like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Like the sign above it just says asterisk.
Uh huh.
And it's just like whatever's here, whatever we got.
Just red stickers everywhere. You just gotta. It's gonna have one handle, but you'll find one.
I do love a red sticker section of any store. I will buy some bullshit if it's a deep discount.
Man, when I was in high school, we used to go to that section and then casually like peel off. Like if you could find like one of the stickers, like
oh yeah,
we peel off with one hand. Like we'd be looking around, like what's, and we peel off the like clear sticker and then go find like a Tommy Hilfiger jacket and then lay it over a jacket that was like $89.
Wow.
And then take to the register and be like, oh man, this is a good deal. We're like, yeah, this is a good deal, and it'd be like $12.99.
Damn,
that's incredible.
That worked? Oh man, it worked all the time.
This
wow.
is great.
It worked all the time.
I'm literally in the middle of writing this thing that one of my characters is a scammer, and I got the note back like these scams aren't very good or convincing.
You can have that if you
so
want.
I might legitimately.
I mean, not that you weren't going to take it anyway, but you can have it.
Well, it's a scam, so
it's a scam, man. We got away with we used to get away with some stuff, man.
This was in Atlanta, which we were talking about before.
To get away with some shit.
Andrew and I were just regaling Tone about how much we love Atlanta. We continue to love Atlanta.
I fucking love Atlanta.
Yeah, it's a good place to grow up.
Yeah.
And getting some scams, I guess.
I'm telling you, you know the best way to steal a wallet? Here you go.
Pull
up a chair.
Someone else's wallet or a new wallet?
No, a new wallet.
Okay.
So you just keep all your stuff in your front pocket, and then as you walk around the store, you put your stuff into the wallet.
Yeah.
And then you just walk out the store with a new wallet.
Well, you guys heard it here. How
that part is.
I wasn't a wallet thief, but I did hang out with some wallet thieves.
What, you think there's like no statute of limitations on the wallet thiever? You think somebody's going to hear this and come after you?
I was more noble than a wallet.
Ah, just a Tommy Hilfiger jacket.
Yeah. Well also you have to leave an old jacket in the store. That's all. Also like another key. If you just want to wear the jacket out, which that was never mine. I'm going to pay $12 instead of $80.
Sure.
Yeah.
With some dudes, you should just wear an old jacket in and wear a new jacket out. Because I had a friend that stole the sensor clip.
Yeah.
We took one of those at one point. So that was his thing. He took that and he just popped the thing off and then wear a new jacket.
That's sort of the key to the world.
But we were under 18, so we were just young and dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Damn. The only thing my friends, and I never did this, I was a nerd, but the only thing my friends ever stole were laxatives because they all had eating disorders.
What?
Women would like, high school girls would like take laxatives. This is sad, but they would. And they Where would did steal you grow them. Up? Just a dumb suburb near Napa. Just white you've, girls who had never, body dysmorphia.
You've never described your hometown that way, and we're going to start. That's fucking great. For me, upwards of four figures worth of CDs. Okay. I just took every, I would just take every CD. I think it was, without getting into too much of the dynamics here, they never think an Asian kid is stealing shit. So I was just like, this is my backpack full of all of the CDs in the store.
I always carry around all my CDs.
Yeah. This is my, I prefer to keep it in that little rack.
What if I want to hear all my CDs?
Yeah. Just good. All right. We should at least listen to one voicemail. But we don't have to stay on topic. We probably won't.
We don't need to.
Hey, Tani, Andrew, and guest. I am thinking about switching banks. And I'm a white guy, and I'm wondering if it would be weird to switch to a black-owned bank or something like that. Any advice would be helpful. Thank you. Bye.
I don't know.
What?
Is it weird that I'm at a white-owned bank?
I mean,
We're all. Are we all at?
I gotta know what city this is. If it's Detroit, do not go to that bank. I guess some cities, look, I want to support all black-owned businesses. There's some cities where I'm like, they need that too much. That bank might be like WOW Airlines. You know how they just left people and...
WOW just left people.
Hey, man, we ain't flying back. So.
They took people to a place, went bankrupt, and said,
Remember how you came last week, made a deposit, but we didn't give you a receipt? Come on, man.
Yeah.
So you're
That's
telling,
on you.
You're telling the caller not to join a black-owned bank.
I got to know what city it is.
Normally I straight up forget because I basically changed the name of the voicemail that after I download it. But I actually remembered. I'm 99% sure this dude was a 310 at least.
Oh,
you guys keep talking. I'll double check.
So that's here. Yeah, that's here.
Yeah.
I always get 310 and 301 mixed up.
Yeah.
What's 301?
That's
St.
East Coast.
Louis.
No, that's 314.
Is this fascinating?
We can look
guys?
This shit up. Anyway, you guys keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking.
I mean, I'm all about the black owned bank.
Yes.
And LA, this might be okay.
301's Maryland.
Yes.
301 is Maryland. Okay. Yeah, I knew it was the East Coast. Yeah. All right. I don't know. That's a tough one. That's a tough one, man. Because like, I mean, that's we're talking. I got to see. You got to go by Yelp reviews. You got to go by customer service. You got to go by a lot. What's the name? What's the name of the bank? Does it begin with Uncle? Something?
I don't know.
That would be, I would consider moving a portion of my funds to Uncle Anyone's bank.
Yeah.
I mean, who gives a shit at this point?
Uncle Rick's big old bank.
Big bank, money, hole.
I guess it's weird.
You
got to
base it on the commercial. That's what you got to
do. The commercial. These things don't have commercials? Do they have commercials?
The banks have commercials?
I've never seen a regional bank commercial.
I would imagine, don't go to, even like find a black-owned bank, but maybe don't go, and the ones that I'm about to say probably aren't actually black-owned, but any of the ones that like advertise on hip-hop radio, it feels like those are always a weird scam.
Like the yellow sign with the red letters when you get off of an exit on the highway.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Bring your money to our bank.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the bank? Don't just give me a number.
Yeah.
What's the name of this bank?
Oh, God. I don't know enough about banking to advise on this.
In the sense, okay, fine. Asterisk, none of this is actual fiduciary advice.
Yes, this is not. We are not FDIC insured.
However, fucking do it, dog.
Maybe you just got to go with reviews. You got to go with reviews.
Yeah.
I think just do it.
Just do it. Go just blind. Pick any old weird bank.
Not just a first generation family bank though. I can't trust them yet. But if this has been in the family for a while, and this is something that we known to do, put your money over there.
I feel like, I mean, I moved some of my money into that weird like WGA bank, and I don't feel good about that. Those people do not know what they're doing.
We stand with the WGA. They do not know what they're doing.
I mean, that WGA bank it's real grim in there. I went there one time and I was just to like, I forgot. I think I had to like show ID before I could actually start an account. And I was like, this is rough.
You know, there are some things like moving my money into a less known bank. There are some things like this that maybe, like, I think I'm like this radical lefty, whatever, but it makes me realize how establishment I am. And it makes me sad a little bit because I'm like, oh, it makes me nervous to move from my fucking terrible, you know, corporate giant bank that I've been with forever that I just feel like, well,
who's
it's
definitely
evil.
Taking advantage of you.
Oh, they're taking advantage of me, but they're not going to lose my money. So I'm like, I've accepted what's terrible about this and I feel like there's nothing I can do about it. This isn't advice. This is what I'm saying is this is wrong and I'm sad I feel this way. But so if someone presented me with an alternative, I get anxious and I'm like, ooh, is that going to be okay?
Right. Makes me feel like I did that. I got caught up in that Wells thing a couple years ago where they were just like, I was in that, which I didn't.
Took money from people, right?
And they were just opening accounts for you.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
And so like when I first moved to LA, like I go like, all right, I need to get a business account, open it up. And then I look online and apparently when I called, they were like, oh, it looks like this dude is trying to hide it from you. Cause I opened up a checking and savings business account. And then I look online, I got 4 more accounts open.
What?
Damn.
And then I go back and I go like, yo man, what is this? He goes, oh, well, I figured. I go, man, you're not here to figure nothing.
That's crazy.
You're not here to figure. I figure, and then you tell me if it's a good idea. You don't just be opening up accounts.
That this I will say, like, even
so
if...
So, yes, move that shit to a black-owned bank.
even if there's a chance that these people might lose your money, asterisk, I think it's a very small chance. At least I feel like at a small bank, they don't have like the manpower to do that many scams.
Yeah.
Like Wells Fargo has the energy.
You
got to
be lost in the shuffle for it not to.
Yeah.
You know what? You know why I trusted the dude? He was Asian.
I'm telling you.
Because I didn't think he would steal.
That's one of the running themes of this show is we all need to trust Asian people a lot less.
Man.
Asian people can scam too.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of them are real bad. Real bad people.
So caller, we don't know.
No, caller, do it. No, fucking put it. Here's what it's like.
Take $1,500, put it over there, see how it does for 6 months.
Here's what it's like. This is like even a smaller risk version of sending your kids to public school. If everyone did it, all of a sudden, those institutions would be amazing. But it is a little risky to be the first person to do it. But if everyone did it, it would work.
And yes.
Yeah.
I agree with this logic.
Yeah. So
I agree with this too.
But if you try to open this account, then they give you a mixtape afterwards.
Shut up. You better get out of here.
All right. That's how we're going out on that question. Here's the next one.
Hi. I am a white guy from North Carolina, trying my best. And I had a question about white folks using terms like Uncle Tom or race traitor in reference to black folks whose political views don't align with theirs. Recently, Candace Owens had accused some people in Antifa of saying this to her, which I don't necessarily believe, but I do see this sometimes in Twitter threads, where some folks who are on the left, say this, and it makes me cringe because I don't think they get to make that call. I've also had an acquaintance I've known say something like that to me in reference to Black Klansmen because it was funded by the NYPD. So, in short, it's really weird. What do you guys think? Thank you. Bye.
I feel like, in short, it's really weird is just like the subtitle to our show. In short, it's really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, in long, it actually like is pretty
venting.
Weird,
I feel like you're just venting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull the question out of there.
Yeah.
I called Uncle Tom.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Here's the tone, a little bit of the secret of this show. Like 90% of the calls is people soapboxing and they don't really have a question.
Yeah, some people are like on their commute home and they're like, this thing has been bugging me. I just got to talk to you about it because my wife is sick of hearing about it.
I mean, my man managed to, he actually kept it pretty close to a minute.
Yeah.
We asked people to keep it to a minute, but somehow his like cadence made it feel like 5 minutes to
what
me.
What we're saying is good job caller, yet still bad job somehow.
Yeah, bad job. we appreciate the call, but bad job.
No, we're kidding. You're great. But yeah, white people saying Uncle Tom, that's never going to be a yes for me. I never want to hear them say that. Why would you say that?
Now, that's the thing. It felt like that could go two ways with his question. I don't know if he was talking about people, acquaintances that he has that have used Uncle Tom, and then he's confused about why somebody black would say Uncle Tom because he didn't see it.
Mm.
Or maybe his understanding of what Uncle Tom is. But that's interesting that you heard that maybe he heard somebody white saying Uncle Tom.
I think he's asking about white people.
I think it's about white people. So, all right, here, let me.
I think that should always have to be a question. Now, is this kind of like an Uncle Tom situation?
Oh, that's interesting. Like checking in.
Yeah, God. Checking in.
Is this that's where you would use the term wise, Uncle actually. Tom? Is
wow.
It, now, in a situation, is it apropos?
Would perhaps it be appropriate? That's listen. All right, let me see if I can pull out the more generalized version of this, because I think we've talked about it on the show before, but I think this kind of matters a little bit, which is that, like, especially for white people, but I mean, look, Asian people probably fall into this category too. So maybe this question's for me, is how do you talk about the, like, clear outliers in other people's communities? Mm-hmm. Like a Candace Owens, like a Herman Cain.
Sure, sure.
Like, because they're like a diamond in silk. Like, obviously, their ideas are
not
trash.
Not like a diamond in silk.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, there's
outline, yes, 100%.
Yeah, but there's some level of talking shit about those people that then eventually starts to feel racist. Is that fair?
I know. I think it's like, well, one, I would suggest, you know, start a podcast with a person of a different color and let them talk shit about the Tila Tequilas and the and the other Asian trash people. Just let him do it.
But, boy.
That was a deep cut right there.
Oh, man.
That's a B-side cut.
You know why I'm mad is because a while ago I wrote a Tila Tequila joke into a script and I was like shopping the script around and then like she made a hard left and it changed the joke real bad. And I was like, damn, this was a good ass Tila Tequila joke. And because you went and had to be a Nazi, I have to replace it with some shit. Anyway.
Anyone can be a Nazi. That's the thing we've learned.
But I do think there's a way to talk about these people's trash opinions and trash whatever without talking about their ethnicity in any way. Right? Like, you don't have to call Candace Owens and Uncle Tom to just talk about why her ideas are trash.
Yeah.
And I get that
you want to talk about the added layer of why your ideas are trash. But
also, if you didn't have the platform, would you still go this hard? So now there's an entertainment aspect to it because now this is what you do, right? Mm.
Oh, you mean me personally?
Specifically. Yeah, because I mean, I have a friend of a friend does a lot of Fox commentary. I mean, he's one of very few young black men that get on Fox pro right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very right. And but I've hung out with him. I'm like,
This ain't,
you know what I mean? But also it's like, so you got to sprinkle in the idea that some of this is like, would you be so vocal if you didn't have the platform?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And so it's like, is this the backbone of your true?
that's some depressing shit though. Cause it's like all of those people, look, they appear on TV. They have to deal with like people, a lot more diverse people than it seems like they do. Ann Coulter, you know, has to deal with you know, all kinds of folks behind the scenes. You know, people, I don't even remember who, but if I remember, I probably shouldn't say on mic, like did a panel with fucking Tommy Lahren.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
And like behind the scenes, Tommy was like, it's just an act. You know that, right?
Yeah,
and
right,
just
right,
like,
right.
Fuck. Yeah. It's still gross to me.
It's worse. I've heard people say similar about Hannity, like people who know him and like come to his defense in a way about how personally he's not like that. And I'm like, this is disgusting. Cause I don't know. I'm this loud and mad all the time. I believe this stuff all day. I don't know.
But then it's like, and then you get to that point where like, I can't believe this person said this, but then work at entertainment, you go, okay, this could be, you know, we're evolving the idea of this a little bit for entertainment purposes. So then you scale it back. Then you do meet someone, you go, oh man, you cool as fuck.
Yeah.
And so now I got to separate the two, right? I got to separate what you call your art. And then honestly, I don't know I don't even know if I've seen a check that big.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
we could all be racist for profit in a heartbeat.
Like, how much? Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, I don't know if I can agree with you yet, but let me see that check. Let me see that stuff.
Right.
What was that receipt? What was that deposit like?
I guess we all
and
have
is
a
it
price.
In a black bank? Because if you're talking like that, because if you're talking like that, is your money's in a black bank? I might be okay with all of it.
Oh, man. Sean Hannity pulling up to the black-owned bank.
Oh.
Incredible.
It's already a sketch at UCB Sunset tonight.
Yeah.
See someone do it.
It's a whole show.
Let's do one more.
Let's fucking do it.
Hey, guys. Gonna try and make this as quick as possible.
We love you.
So I'm a quarter black, quarter Japanese, and half white, so a lot going on. But one of my cousins who is black, she is thinking about baby names, and I know for black Americans, like, names have a lot of significance, and and trying to like reclaim heritage, which is all super great. But she like came up with the names like Asia and China and stuff like that. And if that's a trend, wondering if that's racist or not, or just a little bit racist, but not enough to do anything about. I don't know. Let me know. Thanks.
I mean,
I missed this whole question, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I was listening to every word.
Sure.
It's confusing.
This person is black and Asian and white mixed.
I caught that.
Her cousin is black. It sounds like singularly. and her cousin is thinking about baby names, things like Asia and China. That's the whole gist of it. How
is
do
that,
we feel
is
about
that racist?
Black people naming their kids after continents and countries in the East?
I mean, white people do that shit too.
Truly.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some. I know plenty of people name these things. And yeah. We say a lot, it's not, you're not mad at the person. You're like kind of mad at like the weird system that makes the word China seem like an exotic name.
Yeah. I mean,
I think the question is more racist than the names themselves.
Oh,
like,
do tell.
I'm feeling this.
You know what I mean? Because you might inspire this baby girl to one day want to leave Detroit. I'm sticking with Detroit, by the way.
Yeah.
And go to
I'm the
Asia.
Only motherfucker from Detroit in this room. So you guys.
So like, it, no, right, I don't.
Suburbs of Detroit, but whatever.
I mean, I do think there are. So, I don't. So like now I'm already thinking like, is, do you mean a name like that's, because a lot of times a question comes in like, you can't have a crazy name because that hinders you later in life, resume wise.
Right.
So is that, I don't know if that's the question, because I think Asia, China,
yeah,
Kenya are all cool names.
Yeah.
When you see a Georgia, when you see a, you know,
I think it's more like, is it fetishizing in some way? Or I don't know if that's the right word, but is it like,
is treating, the father Asian?
Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like just,
I'm going to say, I feel
solid
like
black.
I feel like it.
Wow.
I'm not going to say the phrase solid black.
I got a cousin
black
named China, so.
Solid black works.
Oh, boy.
I got a cousin named China. She in college, so I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like we're not mad at the people, but like going forward in the world, is this the best look?
I feel like, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where like.
Sequoia, I'm not.
You're mad at Sequoia. I'm mad at a tree name.
I'm not going. Man, let me tell you, I'm too old today to Sequoia. You know what I mean?
Mm. Mm-hmm. There's a real generational thing where
like
you're
like, at 25, I'd have been
exactly
like, oh, that's cute.
You are. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at 35, 36, I'm like, yo, this is.
Yeah. It's a child's name.
I'm not. It's yeah, that was cute until you like 12.
Yeah. And then you got
to
be
figure shit out.
I don't know what else your name could be.
I don't know.
I think, look, there's probably on some level, like objectifying continents is not great, but also who cares?
Truly, who cares? It's just, I just think it's weird. But also, I'm named the color that I am. So, like, what the fuck? I can't fucking say a fucking thing. My parents just looked at me and went, let's find an obscure word that means the color that you are. So,
man, if I ever have a baby girl, I'm naming her Jingle.
What?
So, name her Jingle Bell.
I
hate you. I need you to leave.
I can't believe that snuck up on both of us, which is incredible.
Jingle.
It's his delivery.
Tinker. I'm going with.
I gotta say, this is what he did to me when we met. We did this weird project together, barely paid a dime, surrounded by a lot of people that were probably making
a
ton of money. I might have got a halfpenny. And it was peppered into him asking me questions about my life, very nice, like getting to know each other. We're on set doing this thing all day. He would just slip in these bits where I didn't realize that I was being very quickly roasted.
Yeah.
it was endearing, but it is like, you know, it's the tone.
It's the,
oh, hell no. Yeah, you're both doing this shit. Jesus Christ.
What we saying is name that baby Asia. That's what we saying.
I'm going to go with China. I knew a Chinese dude
India.
Named China.
We got a lot of options. If you name that baby Dubai, we going to have a problem.
Why Dubai? Why do you draw the line
Mumbai,
at Dubai?
Mumbai is great. Dubai, that's going to be hard.
You're just worried about the kid getting through life.
Man, because that's a baby girl. You can't name her Dubai.
What's the story of your name?
Tone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Michael. Michael Anthony Bell is my real name.
Oh,
Michael
cool.
Anthony Bell the second. But my friend just, I mean, I've never been, actually, it was crazy because when I was like a kindergarten in first grade, I was getting in trouble because apparently they thought, I had hearing tests and everything. They thought I was deaf because I was never answering to Michael or Anthony. And they were like, oh, I'm for months. And I was getting in trouble.
Really?
Like, he does not pay attention. I need to go get him checked. So I got checked. But at home, I was fine. But they're like, oh, shit, we call him Tony and Tone at home.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know my name was Michael. Name.
You didn't know your name. So I guess,
this is from like way back.
Yeah. And so then we just stuck with Tony or Tone.
So whatever your cousin names the baby, make sure it's consistent with what they say at school.
You gotta be.
Yeah. I think the name thing, we all got bigger fish to fry.
Truly.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I can't believe we actually gave good advice once again.
Did we give good advice?
I feel like the asking if you can say Uncle Tom rather than proclaiming Uncle Tom.
Oh, yeah, that was good advice.
Actual good advice.
Tone gave us good advice on that one. Good job.
I still agree with what I said.
Yeah.
Good.
We all do.
You like to check back like 2 minutes later and make sure.
I don't listen when I talk. So like, now that you say it again, I'm like, yeah I did say that.
Yeah.
We'll send you the recap so that you can, just think about it. We can re-edit this all. Tone, thank you so much for coming in, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you want to tell the people where else they can hear and see your work and follow you?
This is not happening on Comedy Central. The extended version is out on YouTube right now, so check that out. New Negroes, that just came out as well.
Amazing.
Hollywood Game Night, you'll see me. And then I'm back on tour. So the Petty Four Purpose Tour is...
I love the title.
I love being... Petty Four Purpose Tour. And then I'll put all my tour dates on my Instagram and Facebook, which is just Tone Bell. T-O-N-E-B-E-L-L.
Cool. Amazing.
Do
I love that.
Get Showtime, do all that shit.
It's been and go see Little in theaters. It'll still be there.
Oh, you're in Little. Yeah. Oh, yay. I got to check that out. And, of course, watch Fam on CBS.
Yep.
And let's all have some answers soon.
Black Banks.
Oof.
Hoof is wrong. I'm high energy now.
Oh, no. Andrew's high energy.
What happened to old Andrew?
I don't know. Something happened.
Oof. No, I lost it.
Okay, it's
I'm
over.
Back.
I was going to say, people are going to think that's an ad.
Regular Andrew's back.
Yeah, reg and.
Slow and.
We're talking about how I've never heard anyone call you Drew until someone did it in front of me. And it was like.
Sucks, right?
It was like someone hit me with wet laundry. I was like, oh, I hate this.
Did I tell you about the guy in college who called me Andy T?
Ugh.
Isn't that the worst sound you've ever heard?
He's in prison now, right?
He's a penis and testicle doctor.
What?
I think they're called urologists, I'm never not going to call him a penis and testicle doctor.
Andrew, I've specifically, ever since we did those ads for that enhancement, I've had people be like, I can never hear Andrew say the words erection or penis ever again. So you've just, and I promised them, I said, that will not come up.
We'll bleep it.
Oh, God.
Well,
no one call him any of those things.
He's a urologist.
Andy T.
Is that the worst?
That's bad, yeah.
I hate that so much.
Yeah, Drew is also real bad. It makes you seem... It's not bad on everyone. If you're a Drew, calm down. But not for you.
Drew T.
Ugh.
Doesn't that suck? Yeah. Who calls me Drew? Someone does call me Drew.
I know. I was with you. I hated it.
We'll talk offline.
Okay, we'll figure out who it was. If you're listening, fucking stop it.
Oh, I remember who mostly calls me Drew.
No one calls me anything except people always think my name is short for something else. Like, they're like, that can't be it.
Oh,
your parents didn't that's it?
Just Tawny?
What's it short for?
Okay.
The weirdest is when people think it's short for Tanya, which is the same number of syllables and letters. It's so common.
So they think that your nickname was just basically swap the last two letters around.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like...
And we...
I was just about to try and do the same thing. Woo, guys, is this what you tune in for?
Andrewy.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
It kind of does.
Zgi.
What? Is that Zig?
Yeah.
Zgi?
Zgi.
Jordna.
That one works.
Jordna. Well, that's kind of cute.
Well, I guess we learned something about ourselves. So good mother
God, I will forgive you all if you turn off this podcast, you walk into the ocean, you never listen to another podcast again. Because we've ruined the whole art form.
Mm-hmm.
I won't blame you.
We broke podcasting.
Okay.
Finally.
Let's just do some fucking housekeeping.
Live shows.
We're going on tour. Come see us in Philly. We're going to be at the World Cafe on 7/18. That is Yo, Is This Racist Live with cool special guests that you're going to find out about later. And then we're going to be in Minneapolis on 7/23 at Tattersall Distillery. Then after that, we're going to be in Boston at WBUR. I forgot the rest. This is bad promo. But
it's the next day.
It's the next day, 7/24. I mean, I forget the rest of the space name. It's called something. Fuck. Look it up. TawnyNewsom.com/tour. And bonus. Ding, 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 ding. That was part news and like a little bell on a bike. Bonus. You can catch me with Spontorico. That is Paul F. Tompkins, Eugene Cordero, and Janet Varney. We're going to be at the Bell House on 7/21.
I'm looking at your tour page right now, TawnyNewsom.com/tour.
Did I write all those things?
Yeah, you basically got it. And you're also going to be playing music in Calgary.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Calgary Folk Music Fest with Four Lost Souls. That's on Saturday and Sunday, the 25th and 26th, maybe?
Yeah. You don't stop traveling.
I'm gone for a solid, like, 2 weeks.
Good lordy.
I'm also going to be doing a secret thing that I can tell you about in, like, a week.
Oh.
That will be on the West Coast.
Oh, that's right.
But I'll tell you guys about it soon. Shh, shh, shh.
Zip.
Zip.
Zip it.
Zap.
Zap, zap.
No, you say zop. What do you have to say?
Zip, zap, zap, zap. That's improv. I have a new kind of improv that's better than your previous improv types. It's called every 2 minutes say I hate improv or I hate doing improv.
Oh, it's called the Besser.
Ding! Jesus Christ, what else do we say?
Call
in 323-389-7223. That's 323-389-RACE. Yo's is racist.com. Yo's is racist on various parts of the internet.
Various parts. Tronti Newman, Andrew T.
Not Andy T.
Oh, not Andy T. Not Drew T.
Ugh. So gross.
Sounds like droopy. Okay, sticking with us. We're going to get through this rough patch. I was talking about the news in a sincere way, but then I also realized we're having a rough patch.
Yeah,
so
just mind in our mind patch.
We're going to get through all of it. Be there for people when you can. It helps. Take care of each other.
Yeah, and anything you're doing, do a little bit more, but also take care of yourself.
Yes, and we see you people. You're trying your best, and we're proud of you, but also we can all do our best more often.
Nailed it.
God, I gotta go to bed.
All right. Good night, everyone.